Today, sounding a theme he's been emphasizing as the stock market declines, President Bush used his weekly radio address to push for stricter controls on corporate governance.
Unethical business practices by corporate leaders amount to theft and fraud. These practices are unacceptable, and we are fighting them with active prosecutions and tough enforcement by the SEC. We will defend the rights and interests of every American worker and shareholder, and we will not accept anything less than complete honesty.
President Bush's remarks come at the end of another week of bloodletting on Wall Street. The news at the moment is grim. In the spring of 2000, the bull market was at an all-time high. This weekend, many financial planners are working overtime, knowing that confidence is at a low ebb and could go even lower when the markets open on Monday. In the last 2 weeks, the NASDAQ and Dow Jones have lost anywhere between 8% and 14%. With numbers like that, planners are doing what they can to shore up investor confidence. Cheryl Garrett is the founder of Garrett Planning Networks, and she joins us from her office in Shawnee, Kansas. Cheryl, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Jackie.
Well, on this Saturday afternoon, following a week of turmoil on Wall Street, what advice will you be giving your clients come Monday morning? And give us a sense of what they've been saying to you. I imagine they've been quite concerned.
They have been, and rightfully so. This has been one of the most chaotic and disturbing points of time, short periods of time, that I've experienced in my 15 years in financial planning. The kinds of questions that we're hearing from clients, many are emailing or calling just to say, you know, I recently invested in a mutual fund that I felt was going to be fairly conservative, and it's dropped $6,000. What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
Our advice is to hold tight. We're encouraged by the support of Alan Greenspan's comments earlier this week that the market is fundamentally strong, yet the stock market is undervalued. This is not the time to get out of the market. And in fact, if they're in the accumulation stage of accumulating monies for the long term, this is the time to be buying. Don't stop investing. Don't bail out of the market. This is what we're going to look back as an opportunity in time.
As good as that may be for people who are able to take advantage of the news, what we do hear frequently is from people who were about to retire with the market looking like this, and comments from them to the effect that they're going to have to keep working until they're 80 years old or so. Do you think that they're correct in that estimation?
I don't believe they're correct, but I have heard that almost that exact question or comment from a client this week. They felt they'd be working forever. This is a short-term anomaly that we're experiencing. The news that's coming out on a daily or moment-by-moment basis, if we're paying attention to every activity, announcement that's going on in the media and regarding the stock market, we could be shaken to the bone. And it's understandable that someone either retired or nearing retirement will need to step back and reevaluate their portfolio allocation and if any changes need to be made.
If a pension plan has lost $10,000 and there's only, say, $5,000 left in the fund, what should that person do?
There are a couple of tactics. One, I would encourage them, if they're not working with a professional advisor, they might want to connect with that individual and get some professional guidance. What we are telling our clients when that may occur is we have two options to consider. One of them is we may want to take advantage of the tax loss and turn around and go right back into the stock market immediately. So we're selling that position, but reallocating those investments to another area of the stock market that we feel will have some good resilience.
What's the second thing to do?
The second thing is to just put the blinders on and plow forward. I really recommend that clients don't read the news constantly. It could create high blood pressure and anxiety that's not appropriate. We need to step back and look at what we should be doing over the long haul. And this is, in my opinion, a time that we should be investing.
Is it important to stay completely invested in the market, or are there other types of investments that one ought to make, such as, say, real estate?
That's an excellent point. We advocate asset allocation, and that is simply defined as spreading your investment assets across a broad range, broad types of investments. investing in your own business, investing in your home, investing in real estate, in oil and gas, other types of investments that can also do extremely well when financial assets may not.
Cheryl Garrett is the founder of Garrett Planning Networks. Cheryl, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Jackie.